Center City Planning Board Meeting, September 8th, 2021.
Yep.
It's an O-1, and on the estate tax. It's. Let you know how it turns out.
This time, I wish to call the September 8th meeting of the 2021 year, a meeting of the City of Ventnor Planning Board Meeting that is now in session. This meeting is being held according to due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Note that this meeting was advertised in the press and occurring. A copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Will Board Administrator please call the roll?
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Jay Cook?
Here.
Ron Savvy Hutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salada?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Beaton?
Here.
Peter Sacco?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett?
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Langgraf and Tom Halpin.
Okay, we have, the next item is the is minutes from the last meeting, August 23rd. Are there any amendments or changes to said minutes? Hearing or seeing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it, the minutes are hereby adopted. There is one resolution this evening that needs to be adopted, and that is of P-50, 2021, Timothy Bradley, 5904 Boardwalk. Are there any changes or amendments to that resolution? Hearing or seeing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of that resolution?
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That resolution is hereby adopted. This evening, we have two cases this evening that were scheduled. However, one is not going to be heard this evening, and that is the Somerset Avenue one. Is that correct?
Well, it looks like Patrick and Jane Malarkey, 200 North Cambridge Avenue, they withdrew their applications.
They would.
That's all.
They withdrew.
And then Somerset Avenue, is my understanding, they did not need variance relief, but maybe Mr. Goldstein wanted to briefly comment on something regarding that, and then that would be Elkins' application.
So is the Elkins' application on this evening?
Yes.
Okay. It is not withdrawn. At this time, the Somerset application is now closed, is now been withdrawn. Mr. Goldstein, do you have anything you wish to make any comments on regarding 112 South Somerset?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Eric Goldstein, on behalf of the applicant. When we first had the design of the Somerset project from Terry Cummings, she was using an abundance of caution to determine whether or not what she thought could be a variance would be a variance. So rather than take the chance and submit plans which perhaps were incorrect, we submitted for the variance, spoke to Mr. Agnesino, spoke to Mr. McLarnon eventually, and it was determined that it's not in fact a variance. There was, however, a incorrect roof pitch which has now been changed. So the application as will be submitted, sorry, not the application, the architectural plans, the set that will be resubmitted for the change at Carmel's office will be 100% by right. And talked to the applicant today, and here's what he said. He said he's glad he had an opportunity to get started because the job is currently underway while the application for the variance would have been pending. And he obviously didn't do any work on what would have been the variance while this was pending. And he said, you know, thank you. He was very happy that it turned out not to be the variance. He wants to be, of course, by right if possible. And the fact that we thought it was, but it turns out it wasn't, you know, really didn't affect him too much other than you know, the notices went out to neighbors. I did get a couple calls from neighbors who said, you know, is this going forward tonight? I said, it's not, because it's no longer a variance, so we couldn't be happier. I thank Roger for pointing that out, so we didn't have to put a case on that didn't require variances, which we would have believed required them, and then ultimately, we would have asked for something that would have been by right, so it's a long way of saying thank you, it's withdrawn, and to the extent anyone has questions, I'll let them know the same thing if they call afterwards, but we're good to go on the other application now, and, you know, we're ready to have us go forward.
Add on to that, Mr. Chairman.
Please, please.
That third-floor deck is within a building envelope, it's purely by right. As Eric pointed out, there was a slight variance that would have been required for the roof pitch above the second-floor deck and over the building, but the architect was able to accommodate the required roof pitch, therefore, the application is by right.
I just want to make one comment to, for Roger and for the sake of the board and Eric, Mr. Goldstein, is that this goes to show that the board does work in a very, very transparent fashion, and it attempts to be extremely fair to everyone. If we uncover something, it's to the benefit of someone, we go and we do it for them. And we do not tend to cover things up or make it more difficult for anybody. We try to make it easier and enforce our regulations as well. So with that, I thank you, and I thank the applicant for the understanding, and it all worked out well. Roger, good job. And to board members, put your faith in the board and knows we're on the right track. With that, if you want to continue going in to your application on it would be, you're going to be doing it on Melbourne Avenue, correct?
Correct.
At this time, so if you have people sworn, we can get that done.
I will. With me this evening is Mr. Weiss, right, who's the architect who prepared the plans. The property owners are also here. I'm not sure they're going to need to be sworn. If the board has questions, they're certainly going to answer them, but it's going to be your pleasure, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to have them sworn.
Well, let's have them sworn right, just in case. And then Roger, you'll be sworn also in here.
Okay. Why don't you state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear the three in together.
Okay. Christine Elkins, 107 South Melbourne Avenue.
Okay. Adam Elkins, 107 South Melbourne.
All right. Mr. Weiss.
Peter Weiss, 101 North Washington Avenue, Margate.
Please raise your right hand. Each swear affirm the testimony you're about to give me the truth.
Yes.
Yep, and Mr. McLaren,
can
you please raise your right hand?
Do you
swear affirm the testimony you're
going to
give tonight?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, let the record reflect that Mr. Weiss is a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, and his credentials are acceptable before this board. He's appeared here many times. Okay. Roger, do you want to go on a preamble on this?
Yeah, I'll do a really brief one due to the brevity of the project. Yeah, the report is based on the application of Adam Elkins, 107 South Melbourne Avenue, Block 39, Lot 3, in the city of Ventnor, New Jersey, seeking C variances. Located within the R3 single-family zoning district, it's an existing structure, substantial benefit variance. Materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1, continue on the top of page 2. Project description is as follows. The applicant proposes to enlarge an existing first floor porch to meet the existing face of the principal structure, which does not meet the required setback of the principal structure, nor the porch setback requires a variance. The site also exceeds the allowable lot coverage, and the proposed porch expands the non-conforming lot coverage since the porch is impervious. And also an overall landscape coverage is being reduced, so a variance is needed for that. The zoning chart is on 2, continue on page 3. Again, the variances are a front yard porch setback or encroachment for the first floor of 7 feet is required, or a 5-foot encroachment is the minimum permitted porch setback. 15.1 feet exists and 4.8 feet is proposed. And again, that's in line with the front of the house. Lot coverage, where 70% is the maximum lot coverage permitted, 90% exists and 92% is proposed. And because the porch is impervious and it's concrete, that drives up the lot coverage. If it was open slotted boards or decking, it would not count against lot coverage. Landscaping total, whereas the total landscaping requirement is 25% of the lot area, 10% exists and 8% is proposed. A waiver, they are requesting a waiver, that's a survey more than 2 years old. I would recommend that the board grant that waiver as the site has not changed since that survey has been produced and drawn and signed and sealed. Again, my comments, everyone can read the comments, they're general to this application. I submit to the board that, submit to the applicant that they try to mitigate the 2% lot coverage that we're losing and they're gaining. Street trees have been traditionally waived at this location. I would recommend that that be consistent and also be waived at this location. And shrub requirements should be met, and that concludes my report at this time.
Okay. Are you okay with that report?
Yes, we've received Mr. McLaurin's report.
All right.
Mr. Weiss and I have reviewed it. Mr. Weiss is going to address the issues as need be, but we confirm and agree with everything that Roger put into his report of September 4th.
Okay, please proceed.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicants. As Roger pointed out, this is an existing house which property owners have spent quite a bit of time attempting to purchase. This has been going on for how long? There was an issue that they had to resolve with the property, which of course has now been resolved, and now they're seeking to make it as nice as possible while maintaining the house and not doing any sort of demo. So I'm going to let Pete walk through the house itself, and then I'll discuss with Pete the positives and negatives relating to the variances and obviously the potential mitigation for moving a couple small things around to comply with coverages. So Pete, if you don't mind stepping through it.
Okay, so this is the lot's occupied by an older home. So what we propose to do is effectively a facelift. We're going to replace all the siding and windows. We're also going to be raising a portion of the roof
in this area, which will
provide extra headroom going up the stair to the third floor, because right now you basically have to duck to get up the stair. It'll give us a little bit extra headroom in the bathroom on the third floor, but none of that requires any variances. what does require a variance is the porch extension. So what we propose to do, if you can, take this with me. So right now there's a porch on the side of the house adjacent to the driveway, which stops about 10 feet behind the front of the house. and because of that, it basically blocks the view of the house next door, blocks the view from the porch, and the porch isn't really big enough to use for anything because it's circulation to get into the house. So I propose to bring up the porch to be even with the existing front of the house, which is a one-story piece right here, which has a deck above it. We'd like to bring it straight out. So that is about 80 square feet of decking. That, because the existing front of the house is not conforming with the front setback, the porch won't either. We're required to have 7 feet. We're proposing 4.8. So we're encroaching potentially into the setback 2.2 feet. But because it's lined up with the existing house, this won't be visible from anybody up the street. So it doesn't block anybody's light and air, and it's not going to block anybody's views from up the street. And it's only one story, so it's only basically 2 feet above grade. Going in, I was thinking this would be concrete, but the owner has since told me that he liked to make all this open decking with wood framing. So the fact of the matter is, as far as lot coverage goes, this will actually slightly reduce the lot coverage just by virtue of making it decking. So we're still going to have a brick perimeter, but it'll be open decking, and we'll continue that over the existing porch in here, even though that has nothing to do with lot coverage. But, you know, the whole thing will be decking, so it all matches. And then this will remove about 50 square feet of landscaping, because the front garden area kind of wraps around right now.
So Pete, does that eliminate the lot coverage?
I believe it does, yes.
We're taking that down to 90 from what was proposed at 92. So it's a small amount, but still enough to eliminate.
Yeah, it might even be close to 89, but yeah, it's going to be slightly less than whatever it is now.
So
it's probably less than a percent.
Change the variances for seeking, of course, just for the front yard, 4.87 is required, and then the total landscaping.
Total landscaping, you still, well, you're not making that worse. Actually, you are.
Yeah. So, there's a little bit of a flower bed here that we'd be removing.
Are you complying with landscaping or no? You're looking at me on this.
No.
You're not? Okay.
Is there going to be a roof on it?
No. So, yeah, you can see.
The
right side. Well, yeah, it just continues out at the same level as the existing porch, but there's no roof over it.
Peter, is the deck the only addition to the property?
Sorry, what?
This 80 square feet of decking, is that the only square addition to the property?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing requiring a variance, yes.
All right. Now, do you have a landscape plan?
Well, we're showing landscaping here, yes.
Oh, you're showing landscape. You're already showing your landscaping, but, okay. Are you looking to add, see, you're losing a little bit of landscaping. Are you going to add any additional landscaping beds? Within the parcel itself.
So in speaking with Adam, he wasn't objectionable to the idea of taking this concrete here out, and which comes up the left side of the house, and putting basically some stepping stones in here, because they do still use this to do carry trash out and that kind of thing.
Right.
But we could potentially compensate for this by adding grass along the side of the house here.
It's a wash, then it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a wash. Okay.
So, is that going to be done, or?
Yes.
Okay. So that's part of your plan now. You're going to remove the grass and then put stepping stones in, and you're going to put grass in there, remove concrete.
Yes.
And put stepping stones and grass in.
Yes.
Correct.
So okay. Total landscaping will actually probably. It won't be a variance.
Well, we won't be reducing the landscaping, let's put it that way. We can't really take it out anywhere else because they use the backyard and the trash cans and stuff are back there. There's no place else to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
How wide is the actual house? Is that. The lot is 50 feet wide?
Yes.
Correct.
I also noticed when I visited the site that there is a little strip of cement between the sidewalk through the governor strip to the street. If you remove that little bit of cement, that will help.
There?
Yes, right there.
Well, it doesn't help because that's not on our property.
I thought it was part of that property.
No, this is city property.
Because it's straight with the walkway. Were you talking about on the side?
Yeah. That doesn't change the
right.
Landscape that coverage calculations.
Right.
And this is.
It looks like that. It's still not on our property. It's not on the property.
But
it's in the right of way. And the Elkins put their trash cans here on trash days, so that would be, be nice to keep that. Another thing I'd like to mention is right now the. The parking obviously is in the driveway and then they have the garage. The existing setback here is 8.73 feet. We would like to continue the porch straight out. Originally I was thinking I'd notch it in a few inches, but that seemed kind of silly. So we'd like to extend the porch straight forward, which would give us 8.73 feet, presumably along the whole area here, which is where the parking is. So to me, that's kind of de minimis because you're talking about, basically 3 inches, being 3 inches deficient in the parking space width for this distance here.
Well, if you're going to redeck that and reface it, couldn't you pull that in?
The back part?
Well, this has, yeah, we wanted to bring the brick straight forward, though. I mean, I just think it would look a little odd to have a little three-inch jog in the deck, in effect.
Right, but I'm saying you're redoing that, the decking and the surface of the porch.
Yeah, but that's just the surface, that's not the wall, you know.
I wasn't sure what, to what extent. In other words, you have an existing brick wall, you're saying, now.
Yeah, we want to leave that and just extend that towards the street.
With a new porch.
I'm sorry.
You want to extend that brick wall 10 feet, 4 inches for the new porch?
Yes.
Correct. And you want to leave it at the 8-foot, 8.7 feet? Is that correct?
Yes.
And you want a variance for that three, for the inches, the three or 4 inches?
Yes.
Well, if it's, okay.
And purposely, obviously, when you're looking at having it bump in, so it wouldn't be a variance, it serves no purpose for parking, because that 3 inches is going to be compliant with code, but it, for all intents and purposes, won't change their ability to park, whether it's 3 inches out or 3 inches in.
I think keeping that a straight line will really look better.
Right, the straight line, as the people saying earlier, that the straight line just has some uniformity versus a token move in, go up, come back out, that little 3-inch gap there is going to look weird, but that's technically what would be required by code, so to keep it straight and to keep the sidelines the same, that might be better.
Okay. Are there any other moves that are being made in the property?
No.
So, just to categorize, we're going to have roughly an 80-square-foot porch that's being added where there's gardening. We're going to have a variance now for the parking place for 3 inches in the driveway, is what you're applying for. On the left side of the property, you're going to eliminate the concrete and put grass and pave and stepping stones in.
Yes.
And that will bring the coverage down to our required coverage.
No, it'll bring it down to what you have now.
It'll be where it was before, so.
Right.
There'd be no increase in coverage. So there's no variance for coverage, correct?
Correct.
So that the only variances we have are for the front of the deck and for the side of the parking.
Correct.
That's it, those two variances.
Yes.
And then we're having a waiver for the street trees. And is there another waiver for
Survey order in 2 years.
For survey, and that's it?
There was a newer survey.
Is that what you're applying for?
That's correct.
And that's it, there's no way, and then how are we handling landscaping? The existing landscape, it's already existing, you're going to put more landscaping across the front where the
I think I did add some, yeah, I added some shrubs to what's there.
You added it in there now?
Yeah.
Now, is the landscaping compliant?
I can't see on the size drawing, but it appears that it is compliant.
So you're going to, for purposes of this hearing, we're going to deem the landscaping as compliant?
Okay, as far as shrubs.
Am I correct in that, Roger?
Yes.
Yes, our engineer says that is correct. So that is, board members, that is exactly the application as I know it, what's being applied for. Is that correct, Mr. Goldstein?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have anything further to add at this time?
Just want to put on the positive and negative criteria, please.
Please do.
I just want to get a question first, because I want to be clear on what this lot coverage is. The original application was 92% with an existing 90.
Correct.
Right? But you changed the deck from concrete to decking.
Composite.
Okay, which brought it back to 90?
Yes.
Is that what I understood?
Correct.
But now you're removing the concrete from the left side of the house. Is that what we talked about?
Well, that would, yeah, that would reduce the lot coverage more, right?
Well, that's, I thought that's what you just said, right?
Yes, that is correct, we're reducing the lot coverage even more.
We'd be slightly under what's existing now, but not compliant with the requirements.
Right, yeah, well, because the 90 really isn't acceptable, that's like a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and my eyes popped out when I saw that number.
Right.
But, I mean, if you can get it anywhere down, even 85 or 80 would be much more palatable. I don't know how much that would take in.
I don't know without doing, you know, laying it out, but.
Like what?
I don't know either without actually plotting out the stepping stones and showing the grass and all that, but yeah, it would bring it down a couple percent anyway.
So we can't get a ballpark on that?
Not right this minute, no.
We're not set up a ballpark. What do you give a ballpark? 87%?
Yeah, you're probably right around there.
Well, we're probably around 87%, somewhere in there is where we are.
No, you probably fall somewhere between 85 and 87.
Yeah, yeah. In there. We'll be conservative, but that's... And
so
that's
it's less than what we started.
We don't have any more to... There's no more to give up.
Right. But it's a lot of less than we started, but not compliant. So
exactly.
We're gaining landscape coverage, but not in an amount that would bring us below what would be otherwise a non-variance. We don't know the exact number, but Pete thinks we're probably saving between 5-4%.
Right. 3-5%, right. So that's where we are, and we there's no more to get that I can say.
No. Not really. I mean, the building's, yeah, it's kind of overbuilt to begin with, but that was the original house.
Okay. Right, you understand that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, 90 was not working for me, and I can see that there's not a lot of wiggle room there, but
right.
If they can get it down even a little bit, you know, that's fine.
Obviously, Ms. Salata, the goal is to get it down as much as possible,
right.
Because it's fairly covered already, and you know, Pete and the property will work together to put as much there as they can.
No, I understand.
But we're kind of bound by what's there.
Understood.
One thing that just the board should be aware of, which I think is fairly important, the Elkins has worked very hard on this. The reason it took so long to close, they had a fairly significant oil tank issue that they had cleaned up. Mm. Now that is completely not an issue. They have an NFA from the state, so when they were doing all that work, there was a lot of work where you know, the tank was coming out. So they did their best to get it to where it is now.
Right.
I think this is probably with Pete's additional reduction in coverage, about as low as they can get. And obviously the benefit to what they're doing is removing an old tank. So it needed a significant amount of cleanup, which...
I bet.
Yeah. And good for them that they were able to wait so long, because...
Yeah. It's totally understandable why they would want the deck out like that. You know, I'm not disputing that. It was just the coverage that was a concern to me.
Okay. Are you have anything further to add at this time? Are you?
I just wanted to go through the negative. We never really.
Please do.
So, Mr. Weiss, obviously, you're a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey. You've described the plan. You've prepared for the property owners. Do you see any negative at all associated with your design, should the board see to grant this application?
No.
And to the extent someone could possibly see that there is any negative associated with this, would the positives of your design greatly outweigh any such negatives?
I believe so, yes.
And do you see any possibility that this could have a poor impact on the zone plan of the city of Ventnor or the New Jersey Municipal Land Use Law?
No.
That's all.
Okay. And as you've stated, Mr. Rogers' plan is review is congruent.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, the letter we went over and it looked
all right,
very
fine.
Thorough, but also very agreeable to the property.
All right. If you have no further add, I'm going to open up to the public at this point in time. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Since there's no one here in the public, I can cut that short and just say there's no one here to make comment. The public portion is now closed. You're in for your summation, if you wish.
Yeah, I think...
One quick question. Where are the steps to get to that porch?
Right here. They're kind of behind the porch.
Okay, because on the survey, they show it in the front.
Well, there's a set of steps here now.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, two sets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Board members, any further questions of anybody? If not, we'll go. We're prepared for a vote at this point in time.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Manos, if you could charge the board with a motion, we'd appreciate it very much.
Okay. So, C variance application. C variance is a front yard setback for the porch. Permitted to be or required to be 7 feet, they're at 4.8 feet proposed. Then there's also the variance for the width of the driveway or the parking space, you need 9 feet, and they're proposing 8.73 feet, and then there's two waivers, one to allow a survey that's older than 2 years old, and to waive the street trees given the beach block location of the house. As the conditions, I'll note that the existing lot coverage and total landscaping will both be improved over what's existing, such that variances won't be required, but they will not, will still be non-compliant. And to do that, they're going to add, it's not going to be a concrete deck, it'll be a decking, as opposed to concrete.
Wood decking.
Wood decking. And then on the side of the house, they're going to add the stepping stones and grass to further improve those conditions. And then any other conditions in Mr. McLaren's report, any representations they made during the course of the year.
Okay, may I have a motion and a second for that, that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second. And we'll have a roll call vote, and please state your reasons, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
I'm always surprised at how tight some of these lots and houses are when we really dig into them, and this one's no exception. This backyard is right up against everyone else's. So I vote in favor of the application. I think the city gets a new and improved house that actually the curb appeal is improved. They've kind of, in my opinion, righted some of the wrongs over the years of the house itself, but the variances, I think, are de minimis in compared to the positives that are outweighed by all the gives that they've proposed here. I'm a yes.
Jacob?
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. Obviously, it's the requests are somewhat de minimis as far as the size of the property goes, but they also go to advancing the master plan in enhancing the structure itself, bringing it, I guess, bringing some more utility into the structure itself, improving its age, but also its aesthetic appearance. You're doing windows and doors besides the decking, and I think the decking is a very logical procedure to enhance the property and make it more resort natured, if you will, and also just improve the utility in general. So with that, the city is going to benefit in the positive criteria of getting a facelift, getting some additional accoutrements to the property, and the end result is that we're going to have a better property and a better street. So I thank you very much for what you're doing, and I applaud it.
Thank you.
Robert Zadia.
I also vote yes. As stated by others, the variances are really de minimis. Positiveness of the whole application is that it's going to improve the streetscape. It's a benefit to the city. So, yes.
Lorraine
Tuada. I vote in favor of it. It's nice to see an older home being renovated and not being torn down, as so many of them are. They have certain charm and character, and I totally understand the improvements that they're making, and I applaud them for doing that. So I do vote yes.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. Everyone else said I'm very familiar with it, and needing some new light, glad you brought it back to life. It's a nice layout, even improved the second floor, having that headroom, things up there as well.
Mike Reason.
I also vote in favor. The requests are so small that, and the design is going to be beautiful. It'll give a nice facelift on that street. And, good luck.
Peter Taka.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. The aesthetic improvements far outweigh the asset, a further asset.
Well, congratulations. Your hard work has paid
off. Thank you all.
You're now stakeholders in the city of Ventnor, so we thank you very much.
So thank you.
I love that smile, by the way. So
thank you.
Let's, with that, thank you very much. Have a great evening, and good luck in your project.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for the board, just real quick, Roman...
You shouldn't do that.
Roman?
Yes.
Could you do a 60-second progress report on your subcommittee? Just a very short 60-second.
The group decided to do a work slowdown. There's not enough information. So what we're doing is we're now trying to gather as much information so that it can be produced in a mapping form for board members, so we can see what's really there. Are there undersized lots? Where are the two or more family units scattered? And we're going to combine both residential 4 and 7. If you ever look at the zoning map, there are 15, I believe, blocks that are both 4 and 7, where it's divided in the middle. And other than commercial blocks, that's, there really aren't that many other situations between two zones that have split blocks. So there's got to be some correlation there. Hopefully, when we start mapping it, we can see, does that need to continue or not? So I'm going to meet with the county's GIS department tomorrow, and we're going to talk about what mapping capabilities they have for us and when they can produce it. And that's about it, so.
Great. Okay. Now, the next phase of this will be is we'll form another subcommittee once they're complete, which will be talk about potentially Wendy, myself, and maybe Peter to actually then look at putting together various concepts for the boards, to explain to the board various potential concepts. And then we'll put that together, and then we'll bring it to the board itself. And we'll actually try to give you little packages and ideas rather than have it a free-for-all with nothing proposed at all. And then the final thing is that what we'd like to do is have one evening with realtors, architects, and builders being invited to an open meeting with the board. And here they're in after we have this the documentation out and people can see it, have a then comments on that particular zone. And then we'll go and do our final thing and make our decisions. But we'll have all the information we need, and it'll be a classic study that will be done correctly and that we can all hang our hats on and know that it was done right. And that'll be it. So that's for the future. So that way we won't use a lot of board time up. We'll be able to be right before the board in as minimal time as we can and in the public hearing so that we can. And that's it. We'll have to see on that. When we get to that point, we'll decide that. It may very well have to be a special meeting. Maybe be a Saturday meeting, I don't know. Something like that. That sometimes Saturdays for those kind of meetings are very, very beneficial rather than during the weekday or weeknights. So we'll see. But that will do it. We'll complete. We'll do this thing. We'll do this study well. And that we all have confidence in that what we report back is done to the best of our abilities. With that, Roger, you're up next. Explain what we're doing with these bulkhead variants, and you have all the compliance that you've just given down. Do all the members have a copy of this? Yeah, all of you have a copy of this memorandum?
Yes.
Okay. This is an ordinance that was introduced already before to City Commission. We're now doing our compliance review, and then we'll send this back to City Commission again for our review. So, Roger, please, you're in charge. Take it over.
Thank you, Board Chairman and board members. In the past couple weeks, perhaps even a month, but mainly within the past month, we've been discussing the bulkhead ordinance revisions. And what we did is we created a whole new chapter in the ordinance titled Bulkheads, Construction of Bulkheads and Seawalls. We extracted everything out of Chapter 175. Bulkheads and seawalls are lumped in with fences and walls.
which in my opinion, they were not the same beast, not even closely related. So, and also, if somebody, a layperson, wants to come in and look for bulkhead construction, how would they know to look in that section? So, in my opinion, it's easier to do a search with the chapter standing alone with the bulkhead ordinance. So, there are three ordinances, 017-2021, 018-2021, and 019-2021. They were introduced by the commission on the August 26th meeting. Municipal land use law requires for us to, within 35 days, to check the consistency of the ordinances with the master plan. So again, we're creating chapter 120 or 103. We extracted everything out of 175, so that's the ordinance revisions for fences and walls. Basically, we're just pulling it out. I'm keeping in there a reference to see any relation or reference to bulkheads and ordinances to see chapter 103. And also, the only other revision is we added a fee for the bulkhead review and an escrow amount. And the escrow amount is about $2,500, I believe, or $2,000, I forget what it is. The purpose of that is when a bulkhead application comes into the city, it's not UCC code. An engineer should be reviewing it. Jimmy will review it for zoning. Dina will review it for flood compliance, flood damage compliance. The engineer will review it for consistency with the DEP permit that it should be with. And also to make sure, hey, you know, they're not designing a bulkhead that's going to fail within 6 months or something like that. And also, the reason for the escrow is they have to submit an as-built plan to the city showing it is consistent, that elevation is correct, so we know right away. And that's basically it on that. So let me just hit on some of the consistency reviews with the master plan, highlighting that the municipal land use law provides the planning board with 35 days from the referral date to prepare, review, adopt, and transmit the consistency report regarding ordinance. I've got to change that. But New Jersey State Statute 40:55D-26 describes the planning board's responsibility regarding the master plan consistency review as follows. The planning board shall make and transmit to the governing body within 35 days after referral report, including identification of any provisions in the proposed developmental regulations, revision or amendment, which are inconsistent with the master plan and recommendations concerning those inconsistencies and any other matters as the board deems appropriate. Well, these ordinances are not inconsistent with the master plan based on the following information. This ordinance promotes a desirable visual environment through creative development techniques and good civic design and arranging. How's it do that? Well, we're protecting our houses that we're lifting and spending a lot of money in, either through FEMA grants or private funds to elevate a house, which does nothing if the bulkhead is in poor condition. We want to protect our property owners and taxpayers' assets and our city infrastructure. We're secure from fire, flood, panic, and other natural and man-made disasters. How can it be any more not consistent with that? Or not inconsistent. To encourage the appropriate and efficient expenditure of public funds by the coordination of public development with land use policies. Again, to go back, the city passed not the special improvement district, but the redevelopment zone along the waterfront areas just for this reason, to promote the construction of bulkheads. Well, there's still no incentive to do that, but this ordinance will provide incentive. How's it do that? It will require people to install new bulkheads that are inconsistent with our ordinance. For every substantial damage, for every substantial improvement, for every house lift, and for every new house construction. We never had that in ordinance before. Hmm. So this will protect our entire infrastructure, especially in the Vetner Heights area, and along Winchester Avenue, Monmouth Avenue, on the main part of the island. To encourage coordination of the various public and private procedures and activities shaping land development with a view of lessening the cost of such development to more efficient use of land. Again, if we keep providing more and more protection along the waterfront areas, there's going to be less money needed to fix infrastructure that's damaged from flood damage. So this clearly is consistent with the master plan. And again, further down, upon review of the master plan efforts, it became evident that items that were priorities of prior plans are no longer concerns, and items that are significant concerns are now not mentioned in prior planning efforts. This can be expected to some degree when reviewing prior master plan efforts in any community. However, the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy has shifted the discussion and priorities of many coastal communities. The steps that a coastal community such as Vetner must take to ensure its long-term existence has been taken for granted until recently. Again, that's probably going to show up in every master plan consistency report we do in here. That's how much of an impact Sandy had on our place here. We call it home in Vetner. So in closing, I'd just like to say that these ordinance changes and the creation of Chapter 103 is more than consistent with our master plan, and I recommend that the board finds that to be consistent also.
Now, we have to do a vote on this. We'll do a roll call vote on this. And is there anything specific that has to be in that vote?
Yeah, speaking to Roger, well, yes, what we need to do is make a motion determining that these three ordinances, but the one has the meat of it. The other two is just amending the fee schedule and then removing it from the fences section of the zoning ordinance.
We have the names of the ordinances.
So it's ordinance number 17-2021, creating Chapter 103, construction of bulkheads and seawalls. Ordinance 2021 number 18, which
right.
amends the fee schedule.
And 19.
And then ordinance 19,
okay.
which amends our zoning to remove the section, fences and wall part that used to discuss the bulkheads and seawalls and refers us to the new chapter
right.
that we're adopting.
We can include those in the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
And what we need to do is make a finding those ordinances are consistent with our master plan and recommend that the commission proceed to adopt them as drafted. Speaking with Roger, I believe they meet tomorrow, and I think it's on the agenda.
It is.
So it would be beneficial if we had just a short resolution from the board, which I can prepare tonight.
And then authorizing me to sign it.
Authorizing Jay to sign it if you're around tomorrow.
I will sign it tomorrow.
And I'll have it over
yeah.
to
right.
by 11 a.m.
All right. I will sign it tomorrow. Just have in the resolution have it authorized that I can sign it.
And the resolution will, assuming we make that finding that I just referred
right.
to, it'll be very short. And we'll just say that we'll incorporate Roger's report because that's got the votes. And the board finds that the ordinances are consistent with the master plan, and recommends that the city commissioners adopt them as initially drafted. On August 26th, after meeting on August 26th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that your?
So yeah, someone.
You framed it already. So we need a motion and a second.
I'll make the motion.
Need a second.
Second.
And do we need a roll call vote?
I
don't think we need to.
I think we can do an all in favor.
Okay.
Unless there's an issue.
Let's do. Okay, we're going to do an all in favor vote, a yay or nay. So all in favor of the resolution as stated. In the positive format by our solicitor.
Aye.
A signal by aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Therefore, the resolution is now passed, and I will sign it tomorrow
yep.
and get it to City Commission.
And then, Carmelo, I'll tell you in my email, but once it's signed, we should attach Roger's memorandum to it and get it over to
right.
I'm going to make
okay.
a couple minor type of revisions.
Board members, thank you very much. This is a critical thing we get done here, and Roger has stepped up and gotten it taken care of again, and we're all set. So
for uniformity,
we're
perfect sense.
It's well done the way it was reorganized by creating a new chapter and bringing everything together. That was a problem we worked with in our old ordinances. Things were all over the place. So now it's much better. With that, is there any other new business from any members of the board? If not, may I have a motion for adjournment, unless there's new business?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We are by adjourned.
That's the DOT dredging the channel.
I am looking forward to our fight.
From Vetner to Longport.
Isn't it right? Portions of Morgan.